Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app, and web development services, with globally competitive pricing. The title is, Convergence of Web and Mobile Technologies. In the world of tech, sooner or later, different platforms start to look alike. This can be seen with such examples as faxing and email, or Skype and WhatsApp. Initially sending faxes meant owning a fax machine, but now it can be done with a computer and a scanner, or even with just a mobile phone. Same thing with using WhatsApp. Initially it meant only sending text messages, but now there is voice available just like with Skype. Of late there have been exciting reimagined paradigms from web development that are converging web technologies with mobile technologies. Whilst initially one had to think of web development as separate from mobile development, these reimagined paradigms are making it possible for the two technologies to be mentioned in the same breath. The app concept. The term app is short for application. Many people associate the word app with mobile devices. However, apps can be found on any sufficiently advanced electronic system. Essentially, apps are pieces of software that are typically small scale and can often be installed on a target device with a particular operating system. Most people also associate the word app with mobile phones, but it is applicable across a wide range of computer systems. This blog discusses apps in light of common usage and explores reimagined ways in which the way we view apps is changing. Mobile technologies. On the mobile phone, there are currently two dominant operating systems that provide the software on which a phone and its apps will operate. One of the mobile phone operating systems is Android and the other is the Apple iOS. Android and Apple iOS are incompatible systems, which means that apps developed for one platform cannot be installed on the other. This presents a challenge for people developing a mobile app, because it ideally means two apps have to be developed for the same idea, one for Android and the other for Apple iOS. Developing two apps for the same app concept is both a technical and economic challenge. The technical side of it arises from the fact that the incompatible systems mean that either a highly versatile developer proficient on both platforms is available to develop the app, or two separate teams are needed to develop the app idea. Hiring two separate teams to execute on the same idea is expensive for the owner of the concept. The expense arises due to the fact that each team assigned to develop the app will have its own cost for development. Essentially, the two teams will make use of separate and distinct technologies to achieve the task of developing the app. Another notable aspect of mobile apps is the app stores. App stores are convenient places where users can download apps for their respective mobile device on a particular platform. To make things even more complicated, Android and Apple iOS each have their own version of an app store. Enter progressive web apps. A reimagined paradigm in how apps are perceived is the concept of progressive web apps. Progressive web app, PWA, is a term used to denote a reimagined software development methodology. Unlike traditional applications, progressive web apps are a hybrid of regular web pages, or websites, and a mobile application. This application model attempts to combine features offered by most modern browsers with the benefits of the mobile experience. Essentially, this brings together web and mobile technologies. Instead of thinking of web apps as being targeted on desktop or laptop computers, and mobile apps being focused on mobile devices, PWA targets all devices. Progressive web apps are designed to conform to whatever device is being used to view them through a browser. In order to use a PWA, users do not need to install any special software. They also do not need to go through an app store. All they need is a browser that is already installed on their phone or computer. Users also have the option to add the app to their device home screen. What is remarkable is that a PWA app will work, whether you are on Android or Apple iOS devices, like iPhone or iPad. This is one of the great advantages of PWA. Unlike native apps, which often means that two apps have to be developed, each for Android and Apple iOS, with progressive web apps the app is developed once, to be used on all platforms including desktop or laptop. Not only does this cut down on the costs of producing the app, but also ensures that users get a consistent experience, regardless of what device they are using. PWA are also smaller in size, and do not cost as much to the user as native apps in terms of network bandwidth. PWA advantages. Advantages to adopting progressive web apps include the following. Progressive. Work for every user, regardless of device choice, because they're built with progressive enhancement as a core tenet. Responsive. Fit any form factor, whether desktop, mobile, tablet, or forms yet to emerge. App Nature, with app style interactions and navigation. Fresh, always up to date, thanks to the service worker update process. Safe, served via HTTPS to prevent snooping and ensure content hasn't been tampered with in transit. Discoverable, are identifiable as applications, thanks to W3C manifests and service worker registration scope, allowing search engines to find them. Installable, allow users to keep apps they find most useful on their home screen without the hassle of an app store. Linkable, easily shared via a URL and do not require complex installation. One app for all platforms. In the convergence of apps between mobile technologies and web technologies, progressive web apps are a big step in the right direction. Instead of thinking in silos of operation, PWA present the opportunity for consistency of the user experience across all devices. Not only do owners of PWA achieve consistency, they also cut down on costs that would result from requiring two, or even three teams, to each develop the same app idea in the form of separate Android and iOS apps, as well as a web app. One app for all platforms, including computers and mobile devices, is a win-win for both the app owner and its users. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.